আশ্রিত, টেকেন শেল্টার অফ, নির্জিত, কনকুয়ার্ড, সৎ সপত্ন, দ্য সিক্স এনিমিজ, দ্য মাইন্ড অ্যান্ড ফাইভ সেন্সেস, ধ্বংস, এনজয় ইহ ইন দিস মেটেরিয়াল ওয়ার্ল্ড, ভোগান enjoyable things, purusha, by the supreme person, otidishtan, extraordinarily ordered, vimukta, liberated, sangha, from material association, prakritim, constitutional position, rajasya, enjoy. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. Lord Brahma continued, my dear Priyabrata, seek shelter inside the opini, the lotus of the feet of the Lord, whose navel is also like a lotus. Thus, conquer the six sense organs, the mind, and knowledge-acquiring senses. Accept material enjoyment, because the Lord extraordinarily has ordered you to do this. You will thus always be liberated from material association and be able to carry out the Lord's orders in your constitutional position. There are three kinds of man within this material world. Those who are trying to enjoy the senses to the utmost are called karmis. Above them are the gyanis, who try to conquer the urges of the senses. And above them are the yogis, who have already conquered the senses. None of them, however, are situated in a transcendental position. Only devotees who belong to none of the above mentioned groups are transcendental. Explain in the Bhagavad Gita. Mamchaja agadi charena bhakti yogena sevate sagunam samatittaitam brahma bhaya kalpate. One who engages in full devotional service, one who does not fall down in any circumstance, at once transcends the modes of material nature and thus comes to the level of Brahman. Lord Brahma herein advises Priyabrata to remain transcendental in the fortress not of family but of the lotus feet of the Lord. Abjana Bhangri Shavaja. When a bumblebee enters the opening of a lotus flower and drinks its honey, it is fully protected by the petals of the lotus. The bee is undisturbed by sunshine and other external influences. Similarly, one who always seeks shelter at the lotus feet of the Personality of Godhead is protected from all dangers. It is therefore said in Srimad Bhagavatam, Samasita Je Padapallava Plavam Mahapadam Punna Jasho Murarehi Babam Budhi Vatsapadam Param Padam 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 Jadvipadam Natesham. One who has taken shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord, everything becomes easier. Indeed, even crossing the great ocean of Nisayans, Abhambudhi is exactly like crossing the footprint created by a calf, Vatsapadam. For such a devotee, there is no question of remaining in a place where every step is dangerous. Our actual duty is to carry out the supreme order of the Personality of Godhead. If we are fixed in our determination to carry out the supreme order of the Lord, we are always secure, regardless of where we are situated, whether in hell or in heaven. Here in the words Prakritim Bhajasya are very significant. Prakritim refers to one's constitutional position. Every living entity has the constitutional position of being an eternal servant of God. Therefore, Lord Brahma advised Priyaprata, be situated in your original position as an eternal servant of the Lord. If you carry out His orders, you will never fall, even in the midst of material enjoyment. Material enjoyment achieved by dint of one's fruitive activities differs from material enjoyment given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. A devotee sometimes appears to be in a very opulent position, but he accepts that position to follow the orders of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, a devotee is never affected by material influences. The devotees in Krishna Consciousness Movement are preaching all over the world in accordance with the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They have to meet many karmis, but by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are unaffected by material influences. He has blessed them, as described in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Kahuna badhime tumar vishaya taranga punarapi eithani pabimura sanga. A sincere devotee who engages in the service of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by preaching his call all over the world will never be affected by vishaya taranga, material influences. On the contrary, in due course of time, he will return to the shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and will thus have perpetual association with Him. Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Krishnaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Sarupa Damodara Vishwamiti Nama Namasat Bhaktamane Manupura Utpadaya Cha Prabhupada Rasupani Pracharo Niratara. So this verse is connected to the previous verse. In the previous verse, there is an important word, Bijigisha. So Bijigisha means those who are desiring to control their senses. So in explaining this word, Srila Prabhupada has shown that this tendency to control one's senses, there are many types of people who has this tendency. Srila Vishwanatha Chakraborty Thakur also explained the same thing, that there are three types of people who wants to control their desire, who wants to control their senses. But there is also another type who doesn't care to control their senses. They are like animals. And those who wants to control their senses, they are also categorized into three groups: Karmi, Gyani and Yogi, as Srila Prabhupada mentioned in the purport. So those who cannot control their senses, who are not desirous to control their senses, they are like animals. They are criminals. The best example is example of Ravana. Ravana, he never wanted to control his senses. He was completely like a ghost-haunted person all the time after sense gratification. So they are practically speaking criminals. They are called bikarmi. But those who want to enjoy the senses in a proper way, even to enjoy material opulences in a proper way, in a legal way, one has to control the senses. One has to abide by the rules of Shastra, rules of government, and even some personal rules and regulations. If one doesn't control his senses, he cannot even enjoy his own senses. So they are karmi. They sometimes perform sacrifices just to get promoted to the heavenly planets, because they came to know from Shastra that if we perform sacrifices, we will be promoted to heaven, and heaven is the best place for material sense gratification. So that's why they perform different kinds of sacrifices. Even those who are not performing sacrifices, they also have to follow many rules and regulations. Otherwise, sense gratification is also not possible. Say for example, if one doesn't practice brahmacharya, celibacy, sex control, he cannot even enjoy sex. Without control, he cannot enjoy anything. If I want to eat nice food, if I don't have control, I cannot even eat nice food. After some days I will get diabetes and I cannot eat any nice food. So everywhere control is needed. And the karmis, they control their senses. With the target, they enjoy senses. In Bhagavad Gita, these karmis are mentioned. Kamatmanah sargapara charma karma phalapradam kriya visheshan bahulam bhagashajya gatin prati. Kamatmanah sargapara. They are full of kama, lusty desires, karmis. Sargapara, and they want to go to heaven, because that is the best place where you can enjoy your senses for many, many years and with best quality of material paraphernalia, material facilities, you can enjoy sense gratification. So sargapara, so they want to go to heaven. Kamatmana sargapara, janma karma phala pradam, and that gives us different good results to take part in good family, to enjoy the results of our pious activities, good education, born in a good parentage, to have good parent, opulent parent, born in heaven, born in rich family. So these type of facilities, beauty, bodily beauty, so these type of facilities are given to these karmis just to enjoy their senses legally. Kamatmana sargapara janma karma phala pradam kriya vishesha bhula, and just to procure, just to secure these material sense enjoyment, they have to work very hard and they have to perform different types of sacrifices, hard struggle to earn money. They have to do so many varieties of works. Kriya vishesha bhula, their life is full of work. They are very busy people. Bhagashakya gatinipal, those who are leading their life to sense enjoyment, their life is like this. So they are karmi. Then the karmi is when they are enjoying life for many, many years, many, many lifetimes practically, after prolonged enjoyment of their senses, they come to realize that this sense gratification cannot give us complete satisfaction. Not only that, they have some byproducts, like some miseries to produce. Sense gratification always produces some miseries, especially birth, old age, disease, and death. So these four types of miseries, and especially when they fall down because they are not fully satisfied. Any moment they can fall down from the legal enjoyment, and they can become bikarmi, and they can start to enjoy like Ravana, Asuras, they can lead demoniac life, and they can also go to hellish planet. And even if they go to heaven, these four types of miseries are always there. birth, old age, disease, death. In between there are so many other types of problems. Even in heaven, the demigods, they are full of anxieties. Even King Indra, all the time full of anxieties. Any moment demons can attack and he may lose his position as the king of heaven. So in this way, anxieties, kuntha, is always there, everywhere. And these four types of problem is everywhere, from Brahmaloka to lower planetary system. In lower planetary system, these four types of sufferings are severe. In the higher planetary system, it is little, shallow and little not so severe. That's all. Otherwise, the sufferings are present everywhere within this material world. So the karmi, after many, many lifetimes, they come to their senses that by sense gratification, we cannot become completely satisfied, we cannot become completely happy. So then, what is the next step? The next step is we have to stop this sense gratification. Otherwise, the byproducts are giving me troubles. Even in this world, sometimes we see, recently I read a news that one cinema artist committed suicide. So she had sufficient money, rich family, no problem for sense gratification. But why she committed suicide? Because she was too much mad after sense gratification. So sense gratification will never give us happiness. Even rich person like cinema artist, they also many times, not only this is not the first time, many times I heard cinema artist, good singer, famous singer committing suicide. Because they have the best facility for sense gratification. So sense gratification is like this. It will make your mind poisonous. It will make your heart all the time full of frustration. So, and it will invite diseases. Those who are so much engaged in sense gratification, they invite so many diseases. When Prabhupada first went to the Western country, he found many young boys walking like old men. I was reading in some book. And Prabhupada inquired, why they are so young, but why they look like old? Because they are so much absorbed in sense gratification that even within 30, in many countries, within 30 they lose their teeth. Because when you enjoy so much, you become old, immature old. So losing teeth is one of the symptoms. So sense gratification is like this. So the realize, the karmis, realize that by sense gratification we cannot get ultimate satisfaction. That is fact. That is fact. Then the next process of let us stop this sense gratification. So they try to stop this sense gratification. That is called gaining. Next step is little promotion. But by stopping this sense gratification, they can get rid of the troubles. Troubles of sense gratification, troubles coming from sense gratification, they can stop it. Prabhupada gave the example, somebody is suffering from disease, he goes to doctor and doctor cures his disease. So the disease is cured, but what next? After curing the disease, if he remains without enjoyment, without variety, again he will feel boring and again he will look for something. That's why the patients, when their disease is cured, they again run after sense gratification. So that's why, by stopping sense gratification, also you cannot become completely satisfied. That's the only negation. The gain is, in the beginning you only negate, okay, this is disturbing me, so let me stop this sense gratification. So in this way, at best, they can enjoy Brahmananda. Brahmananda means that I am spirit soul, and he can realize that he is pure spirit soul, and he enjoys a kind of pleasure coming from that purity. He is no more involved in sense gratification. So he enjoys a kind of pleasure called Brahmananda. It is pleasure coming from purity, that he is no more polluted by sense gratification. But even in that pure condition, that is also not complete, because there is a prabhar. Variety is the mother of enjoyment. Variety is the mother of enjoyment. So at least those who are gratifying their senses in material world, they at least enjoy variety. But those who negate this material world, they are free from these material varieties, but they don't get spiritual varieties. So that's why again they feel boring, because variety is the mother of enjoyment. So they feel boring. So in this point, there are two groups. One group, they come back to the material varieties. They come back to the material varieties because they cannot find out the spiritual variety, so they come back to the material varieties. That is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam. Je unni aravindaksha vimuktamalina tayasta bhava avishuddha buddhayaha arichakrichera param padantata patanti adha anagrita jishna angraya. Oh my dear Lord, lotus-eyed Lord, because these impersonalists, those who are gaining, they give up this material enjoyment and they perform severe austerities to achieve the supreme truth, but ultimately they achieve impersonal Brahman. Finally, they also cannot stay there because they have neglected the lotus feet. They have neglected love of Godhead. They have neglected spiritual world and they have neglected you. That's why again they fall down to the material world. Sometimes you will see in Mayavadi mission, there are many Mayavadi ashrams and missions. They are, in the beginning they say we are Brahman, the world is false. But what they do, at last they come to open school, hospitals, blood donation. You know, they again start philanthropic works. So if this world is false, then why they come back to this philanthropic world again? So because they need variegatedness, they need varieties. Without varieties, and some of them again falls down and again they start to enjoy material life. So this is one way, because they cannot achieve that spiritual variety. These gainings will come back to the material varieties. But there is also other group who can, by the mercy of pure devotees, who can find out spiritual variegatedness, spiritual varieties, just like four Kumaras, Sukadeva Goswami. They were impersonalists, they were gyanis, but ultimately, by the mercy of Krishna and devotees, ultimately they achieved spiritual variegatedness and they got attracted to spiritual variegatedness. So, Kurmis, gyanis, and there is also yogis. The yogis, they are not so much interested in knowledge. They are not so much afraid of material sufferings, but they want to manipulate. They want to manipulate this material world. They want to control the sufferings by their mystic power. So they perform Ashtanga Yoga. Of course, in present days, it is practically speaking, even this is less. But there was a time when many yogis, they were performing severe austerities. Just like we have heard the name of Shaubhuri Muni. He was practicing so much austerities and he went underwater to perform austerities and meditation. So he was a yogi. But even after that, he needs variegatedness, he needs varieties. Otherwise he will feel boring, and that is what practically happened with him. He was feeling boring even after 10,000 years of meditation, just by watching one day population of two fishes. His mind got disturbed and he came out from his meditation and he went to the palace of King Mandaka and he wanted to marry his daughter. And he got married, many daughters, and he expanded himself into many forms and he enjoyed material life like anything. So the yogis, they are also after material enjoyment. They are also after material enjoyment. But only difference is there. The gyanis, they hate material enjoyment. But the yogis, they don't hate, they want to manipulate. They want to enjoy this material world in such a way that they have power like God, and they can control this material world and they can enjoy. So the target is same. Target is same. Enjoyment. The gyanis, they are a little afraid of material enjoyment. And that's why they negate this material enjoyment, but they don't have superior enjoyment. So in this way, they are all restless because none of them are satisfied. If you are not satisfied, you must be restless. So that's why in Chaitanya Charitamrita they say, Bhukti Mukti Siddhi Kami Shakuni Ashanto Krishna Bhakta Nishkam Atayek Shanto. The devotee of Krishna doesn't have this problem. First of all, they are materially desirous and they have unlimited spiritual desires and they have found the information that there is a variegated spiritual world. Spiritual world is full of variety. They have found the information about the Supreme Personality of Godhead and how to establish loving relationship with Him. So a devotee, really, those who are pure devotee, they are always happy. They don't have problem with senses. They don't have any kind of problem. The senses become their friend. For others, senses are enemies. Even for gyani, even for yogi, even for karmis, the senses are always their enemy. But for devotee, senses become their friend. And with the same senses, they are engaged in serving Krishna. So in this particular verse, today's verse, Brahma is pointing out Priyaprata. Because you are a devotee, you have already conquered your senses. The word tu means kin, but, kintu, but. But you are not like karmis, you are not like gyanis, you are not like yogis. You are a devotee and you have already conquered your senses. And your senses are your best friend. So why are you afraid of getting married? Because for a devotee, there is no difference remaining brahmachari or grihastha, married, unmarried. For him, it is all the same. All the same, because he is not, influenced by this external ashram system. He is not influenced by this external adjustment. He is completely controlled by love of Godhead. Here the word Durga, Durga means fort, fort. So Prabhupada explained that there are two types of fort. Married life is also one kind of fort, but that is material fort. When somebody has problem with senses, then sometimes they accept this material fort, get married, and after getting married they think, okay, this material fort will protect me. But material fort cannot give you full guarantee. Anytime, even from grihastha ashram, someone can be deviated, someone can fall down. So that's why material fort cannot give you protection. But spiritual fort, that is lotus feet of Krishna, if you become Krishna conscious, that will protect you under any circumstances, either I am grihastha or brahmachari or sannyasi or vanaprasthi, in whatever ashram, in whatever condition of life I am, that is not a matter. That is external. Only when I am completely absorbed in Krishna consciousness, that Krishna consciousness will protect me. At that time, external, even if I have opulences, material opulences, my mind will not be disturbed. There are so many examples in our literatures. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavat, there is an example of Pundarika Vidyanidhi. He was a very opulent person, but his mind was unaffected by his opulence. Just like a child. A child, if you put him in a golden bed, if you put him in a golden bed, or if you put him under a tree, he is smiling. He doesn't understand what is the big difference between a golden pot and under a tree. He doesn't understand. Similarly, those who are spiritually absorbed, full of Krishna consciousness, they are not affected by this material opulence. Completely, for them it is all the same. under a tree, staying under a tree or in staying in a palace, for them doesn't make any difference. So Pundarika Vidyadevi is there, Ambarish Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, they were, in, practically speaking, the highest of material opulences. Some of them married so many wives. So, practically speaking, they got the best of material enjoyment. But what is the difference? Duryodhan, he also wanted to enjoy material opulences. Ravana also wanted to enjoy material enjoyment. But Vibhishan, see, Ravana's brother, he didn't want to enjoy material opulences, but he got material opulences. He became the king of Lanka. After the death of Ravana, Vibhishan became king. Vibhishan also got golden palace. He also, practically speaking, as a king, he enjoyed nice food, nice facilities, nice wife. So Vibhishan also enjoyed, and Ravana also wanted to enjoy. The difference is that Ravana wanted to enjoy by himself, ignoring God. And Vibhishan, he enjoyed life, God gifted enjoyment. So here, Brahma is telling that when the enjoyment is God gifted, that enjoyment will not disturb you. If the enjoyment opulence comes as God gift, as a gift of God, that will never disturb your mind. You will remain peaceful. But if enjoyment, you procure enjoyment by your illegal method, by your own struggle, that enjoyment is always disturbing and it will create only troubles. But if enjoyment comes from God, sometimes God mercifully, Krishna mercifully gives enjoyment to his devotees. You know the story of Draupadi's Swayambar, Draupadi, when she was going to get married, then Duryodhan, Karna, all the demons, they were present there. They were present in the marriage arena. And Pandavas, at that time they were in disguise, they were also present. So Duryodhan and Karna, they could not get married to Draupadi. They could not marry Draupadi. But Pandavas, they could marry Draupadi. So who sanctioned? Even this material, so-called material enjoyment, having a beautiful lady like wife, that is also granted by Krishna, otherwise Pandavas could not get Draupadi. So in this way, there are many examples that devotees are getting material facilities, so much. But still their mind is not disturbed, because that is coming from God, that is God granted, sanctioned by God, that is not harmful. So that is what Brahma is trying to convince Priyabrahma, that you accept, because this offer is coming from God, this offer is coming from Vishnu. He suggested you to take the kingdom. So if you take the kingdom and enjoy this material life according to Shastra, that is God gifted, that will not disturb your mind, that will not pollute your Krishna consciousness. So in this way, Brahma, he explained to Priyabrata. So what is the time now? 1:40. I think one watch is needed, clock is needed. Sometimes, what is the time? 15 minutes more. So should we continue a little more discussion? Or question answer, maybe question answer, or comment, if you have any comment or question, we can discuss. Do you have any question?
Yes. So,
Ganabama, you have a question. Please give the microphone.
So, how do we know when Krishna is giving a devotee material enjoyments? Here, Krishna is giving, Brahma is telling Priyabrata, God is giving you this facility. In our own time, this is Bhagavata. In our own life, how do we know when Krishna is giving you the devotee material facility?
If you follow his instructions, whatever comes without your heart struggle, Jatricha Lava Sandhishta Dandati Bhagavad Matsara, in Bhagavad Gita, Jatricha Lava Sandhishta, without my heart struggle, you are engaged in Krishna consciousness, following all rules and regulations, and by God's mercy, sometimes you are getting opulences. You are not stealing, you are not doing, you are not engaged in illegal way to enjoy self gratification. God is giving so that that you accept like God's mercy. But you should be unaffected by this. That is in the last portion of the purport, Prabhupada has given a very nice point. Kaguna Bhadime Tumar Vishaya Taranga Punarupi Ethai Pabibura Sangha. So this is actually narrated from Chaitanya Charitamrita. In Chaitanya Charitamrita there was a Brahmin, Purva Brahmin. When he saw Mahaprabhu, he wanted to come with Mahaprabhu. He told, I want to renounce my family life. I want to come with you. I want to become a sannyasi. So Mahaprabhu said, no, don't do this. You just preach. This is related to this. Jarayadeko Tarekoho Krishna Upadesh. Amar Akkai Guru Hariya Dharavidesh. Whomever you meet, you just preach Krishna consciousness. Your mind will never be disturbed. Even if you are in opulence, even if you are staying in material opulence, if you are engaged in preaching Krishna consciousness, our mind will never be disturbed. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's giving instruction. So your question was how we can understand that it is God gift. If I am following God's rules, if I am not doing any illegal work, then it is whatever comes, it's God gift.
The Gita, Prabhupada Krishna said that when he has to shine this on the devotee, he takes away his material possessions.
Yeah, that is, Krishna deals differently with different devotees. To some devotees he gives opulences, from some devotees he takes opulences, and some devotees he sometimes takes again gives, just like Srila Prabhupada. First time he took opulences, then again Prabhupada gave opulences, Krishna gave opulences. So taking, giving, both is possible. Sometimes he gives, sometimes he takes, but under all circumstances devotees are happy. Devotees are happy. Krishna knows how to give. Krishna knows whether if I give him opulences, that is better for him. If I take opulences, that is good for him. Krishna knows. So sometimes he gives, sometimes he takes. But for devotee, for pure devotee, it doesn't make much difference. It doesn't make difference at all. Because he is always happy. Just like I gave the example of a child. If he is living in a palace and sitting under a tree, he is smiling. He's smiling. So, I mean, devotee is always happy. Narayana Parasarva, no Kutashkala Vibhu. Under any circumstances, they are not afraid and they are happy. Okay?
Hare Krishna. I appreciate your class very much. It's very nice. Thank you. You always give excellent classes. I wanted to just make one comment. Yesterday I mentioned Henry VIII in my class. He was a king of England, and he destroyed many monasteries. I went home yesterday and I was looking over the material that I had looked over before, and I just happened to see his last words as he was dying. He was screaming, "Monks, monks, monks." It's the last thing that he said as he passed out. So we can imagine the reaction he was getting for having destroyed so many monasteries, so many, and he put so many, actually saintly people, abbots and so forth, he put them to death. So this is interesting. I just felt like it was kind of like what Mabari was seeing. You know, I was seeing the animals coming after him, the ones that he killed. And so this is happening. There's one book also called Famous Last Words that one devotee told us about in England years ago, and he said about 80% of these famous people who are passing away, they start screaming, you know, back your demons, and they see demons just as they're passing away. This is something very interesting, that unbridled sense gratification leads to this horrible end, no matter how opulent one may be a king or a wealthy man or whatever, his simple reactions eventually catch up with him at the time of death, and then there's great, great suffering.
Thank you very much for your nice comment. Any other comment? Or
I just want to say
besides being bored, as you brought up, that Sivari Muni fell down because of a offense to Guru. That's part of it. Yeah, he also committed offense. It is natural for those who are not pure to commit offense, to fall down. All these things are natural for those who are not pure. So Sivari Muni was not pure, practically. Thank you. Okay, so can I stop here? Grantharas or Bhagavatam ki, Shavata Vishnu Bhaktavinda ki, Nidai Gaur Pramanam ne.